Good morning and welcome to the John Flood Real Estate Show on 981 2NM, the heart of the hunter. G'day, it's Max here, and joining me as always for the Real Estate Show from John Flood, Sandy Warburton. G'day, Sandy, how are you going today?
Max, I'm well. How are you going?
I'm very good. I'm still shaking a bit of the rain out of my clothes and my hair after the last couple of days.
Oh, don't be such a sook.
We're in here in the dry studio, going to get stuck into the Real Estate Show
it's
today.
It's not as wet as the north coast
that's
of
true.
New South Wales or Southern Queensland. They're copping it again.
I know, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
Isn't it unbelievable?
Poor little devils up there.
Yeah.
Now, today on the show, Sandy, last week we were talking about the predictions, or the, you know, the Smart Property Investor magazine came out and said Muswellbrook's a great area for potential capital growth in 2012, but people still wanted to get more specifics out of you,
yeah,
didn't they?
Yeah, so last week what we promised we'd do is bring to you this week the types of property that are in demand for rental, so what tenants are looking for at the moment, or what we're seeing, what tenant, you know, what the demand is in the marketplace for rental accommodation. And then what sort of money you might have to pay to secure a house or a property that would suit those tenants, or that those properties that tenants are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do a couple of yield calculations on what those places might be worth or otherwise. So, yeah.
So the people who have been harassing you in the street asking for some figures and some nuts and bolts, they should be satisfied later on this
morning.
They
should, in theory, be satisfied. And there's certainly been quite a bit of inquiry to that effect.
How's the effect of last week's show? Have we had any more outside sources quoting us or anything like that you've heard of this week?
This week? No, I haven't had anybody. We've had a couple of people that have rung, certainly had some interest from out of those couple of articles, obviously the Smart Investor magazine, but also, or Smart Investor, just the local press. And my ugly mug in last Friday's Chronicle.
I saw that again. You're multimedia.
But that was really a reiteration
superstar.
Of the same thing. So, yeah.
Very interesting. And also, you were telling me earlier on this morning before we came on air, no opens this morning. Is that due to the weather?
Oh, well, we'd like to say that, but it's due to the fact that really we've got nothing to open, Max. Everything seems to be either under contract or sold or not suitable. So today, yeah, a little bit light on today. Still getting back into the swing of things for the year, really. I mean, we had some opens last week.
And they've gone, have they? Have they been?
Yeah.
They've been snapped up?
Yeah.
Well, that's good news. That's a good
great
side
news.
Of the equation, I suppose.
Great news.
And Sandy, before we get into today, I might just do a bit of background on what we're talking about and the fact that this report that came out last week that people might not know about.
Yeah, Smart Property Investor, which is a website, and also their magazine, which was their latest edition, was released last week. They had a press release and suggested that Muswellbrook was one of the top 50 locations to invest in Australia, and they cited Muswellbrook as number one in New South Wales on their list. The only other town in the general region was Wickham in Newcastle, mm-hmm. but there are other centres such as Mudgee, Gunnedah. There are a number of other locations in the state that would appear to be good spots to invest in, according to their research. And you know, for the person on the ground, it would appear that they're getting it right.
Yeah, so that sort of brings us to where we are today, where you see, you know, people have been approaching you and saying, well, what does that mean in dollars and cents, basically? So
yeah, last week we had a very brief discussion about what sort of returns one might expect to receive. But then we get questioned, okay, so what if I'm going to invest in property in Muswellbrook, what are tenants wanting? So what am I going to buy and then rent out? What's the best product, or what's the best property to ensure that we're going to have...
Because it's all very well to say, well, it's good to buy in Muswellbrook, but what do you need to buy? What are people looking for? What supply do you need to have to meet the demand?
That's exactly right. Now, my advice has always been, and it's the same thing, I suppose, with us, when people are purchasing property for resale as well, you know, what's the best property for me to buy that I know that I'll be able to sell a little later? Now, we've always said that a property that is attractive to owner-occupiers is the best, because in any market they're floating around. Mm. You know, from time to time investors come and go. We're seeing, as we've discussed last week, that in the investment interest in Muswellbrook is huge at the moment, Max. Absolutely huge. But it hasn't, you know, it's not always, well, it's always been strong, but it's out of control at the moment, I suppose. But